On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 207. The resolution is adopted.
The vote fell along party lines, with Republicans coalescing behind the contempt effort despite reservations among some of the party's more centrist members. Only one Republican, Representative David Joyce of Ohio, voted against it. Garland said in a statement late Wednesday, quote, "It is deeply disappointing that the House of Representatives has turned a serious congressional authority into a partisan weapon." Garland is now the third attorney general to be held in contempt of Congress, yet it is unlikely that the Justice Department will prosecute him. The White House's decision to exert executive privilege over the audio recording would make it exceedingly difficult to make a criminal case against Garland. Bernie Bennett, Washington.